The KZN Community Safety Department, they have applauded police in the province following yesterday's shooting in Marion Hills, west of Durban. 9 suspected criminals were shot and killed in that area in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Police say they were acting off intelligence that they received on the suspects' whereabouts, where they say they were met with gunfire. 3 guns were found on the scene, but it's led to, I think, quite a fascinating, interesting, but also a little bit distressing discourse of many, many South Africans say, yes, right, we agree with this theory, with the score by particularly Bheki Cele, to shoot to kill. If you encounter a criminal, shoot first, ask questions later. I say it's distressing, because while South Africans are validly concerned and they're upset and they're frustrated at violent crime levels in this country, according to the Human Science Research Council, only 27% of South Africans say they actually trust the South African police service. So how do you square that circle? How can you say, yes, we want police to act with force, we want police to act and ask questions later, but at the same time, many, 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 many of us actually say we actually wouldn't trust the police with our lives? Ziyanda Steerman is a public policy policing expert. How do we square that circle? How can you have a population where only 27% of us say we trust the South African police, but at the same time, I know that Twitter and social media isn't a real reflection of the South African sentiment. But if I look at conversations online, I see many people saying, yes, what the police did were right. Fire first and ask questions later, Ziyanda.
Good morning, Lester. Look, I think the answer to all of this is desperation. There's just a desperation, you know, from South Africans who are fed up and tired of living, an incredibly violent country. And basically that desperation has led many to say, well, at the very least, the police are, you know, eliminating suspects or they're getting criminals off the street. I want us to have this conversation, not in the you know, sort of small confines or box of this particular shooting, but we actually need to step back, particularly if we're looking at KwaZulu-Natal and even specifically the area of Marion Hill. There have been a number of shootings where exactly this same narrative has played out. Police have arrived on the scene. They've shot every single suspect on that scene again to death. And maybe some weapons are found, maybe some are not. That, to me, is a systemic problem. You have a police, you know, sort of unit or cluster that has essentially given up on doing its job and has now taken up the job of killing suspected criminals. If we get to that point, if we get to a point where we are simply saying, because we're fed up, we're tired, we're desperate, you know, the police should shoot everyone to pieces, then I think we are on a very, very fast slide to countries like Brazil, El Salvador, Mexico, the Philippines, where the police are used as rogue units to essentially get rid of the types of people that politicians don't want in society. So, of course, I don't find it surprising that the MEC or the police leadership in the province are applauding what police have done now.
I've seen many countries and countries in South Africa's same level of democracy, economy. If I look at South American, Latin American countries, if I look at countries like Nigeria, if I look at the Philippines, a lot have been looking to the El Salvador model, where President Bukele there, coming on a popular ticket, saying that he's going to solve crime. He's, let's be honest, the statistics are that the murder rate in El Salvador has dropped by some 90% over the last 2 to 3 years. But it also has meant literally locking up everyone, every male, even suspected of being a member of a gang. You're standing on a street corner where it may be in close proximity to people who are believed to be gangs. You know what? You're also being arrested as well. President Bukele in El Salvador said, what human rights? What about the human rights of the peace-loving citizens in our country? And I'm worried about this growing sentiment across many developing countries looking at that model, Ziyanda.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point to make, Lester. And again, we've just gotten to this point where, you know, again, our desperation as citizens is actually letting the real failures, truly, of both policing and politics, we're letting that slide by simply saying that, you know, police officers, again, should give up on the work of investigating crime and simply, you know, shoot suspected criminals, or as you said in El Salvador, lock everyone up. Okay, so then what after that, essentially what happens? Are those communities any safer? Do they have any better access to public services? Do they have any avenues for young people to avoid crime, to not end up in a situation where they're suspected gang members or they're suspected of doing crime? If we, again, are saying this is the route that we want to go, I think people need to be very careful about where this is going to lead, because simply licensing the police to kill people who we see as problems is only going to lead to more problems.
I don't know what IPED statistics say about police being held criminally liable for extrajudicial killings or assaults, but we do know the monetary value. Last year, 2023, 108 billion South African rand was paid to victims of civil claims against various alleged offenses committed by police. So it's not only affecting a so-called alleged criminal, it's also affecting the South African taxpayer. If the South African state is paying 108 billion rand a year simply for wrongful arrests, assaults, and in cases, even extrajudicial killings under the auspices of the South African Police Service, Yanda?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. You know, this is, again, what we get for having a brutal police force that sees no point in following the ambit of law under which they're meant to operate. You know, IPED statistics show that there are thousands of complaints every year against police officers who are accused of torture, of wrongful arrest, of assault, of sexual assault, and even of unlawful killings. So again, this problem that we have of brutality isn't going to be solved by applauding police officers who, you know, go in, make no attempt to actually make arrests, but simply shoot the problem that they have in front of them away. Mm-hmm. This is how we end up with, again, double paying, where you have these civil claims, successful civil claims, where over 100 billion rand has to be paid out. And on the other side, you're paying over 100 billion rand for the SAPS budget.
Siyanda Steyman, she's the author of a book called Can We Be Safe? The Future of Policing in South Africa. Really appreciate your time.